there, boys and girls. Whatever you're doing, listen up, because this is the Children's Bible Club, and we want you to join our choir, boys and girls, here in our meeting place, along with all our Children's Bible Club members who join us by radio. We meet every week for a good time in singing and around God's Word. I can't think of any better friends than that. Kids who love the Bible and love to sing about the Lord and like fellowship with good Christian friends. You know, Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." So don't back off. Come on and join us for our Bible Club meeting today. And here's the choir to get us started.
Choir, for that good singing. And it is a grand day to be a Christian. Any day is a wonderful day to be a Christian. And if there's anybody listening to the Bible Club today that is not saved already, then you need to be reminded of what the Word of God says. Today is the day of salvation. Today, harden not your heart. Today is the day to be saved. We have no promise of any tomorrows. We want to be saved right now. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior. It's a wonderful blessing to be coming out with the Bible Club with you every week, and I look forward to being with you, but I also look forward to hearing from you, too. So let me hear from you this week. And also write down the call letters of the station that you hear us on, because that helps us, too, to keep in touch. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. You know, kids, you're never too young to serve the Lord. Christiane is quite young, but she likes to please the Lord, and she's going to play a hymn for us today. Christiane? Let's hear the choir again before story time.
Oh,
Do you like weddings? I know you girls do. I'm not so sure about the boys. Weddings are very exciting occasions, but they were quite different in Bible times. Abraham was very old and afflicted by the frailties of old age. His dear wife Sarah had died, and he was lonely without her. His son Isaac was still at home, which was a blessing, but he was nearly 40 years old and still a bachelor. It was Father Abraham's duty to see about it. So he called his trusted servant Eliezer and made him promise not to take a wife for Isaac out of the heathen girls in Canaan, but to go to Abraham's homeland to get a godly wife for Isaac. That's biblical advice for today, too. A Christian is never to marry an unsaved person. But what if she won't come? The servant asked. Don't take Isaac there. God promised this land to me and my descendants. God will send his angel before you to get Isaac a wife. But if she won't come, you're free from your promise. So the servant set out on the journey with 10 of Abraham's camels. No doubt he prayed all along the almost 500 miles across the lonely desert. But when he came to a well outside the city of Nahor, he made the camels kneel down to rest, and he prayed, O Lord, it's time for the women of the town to come draw water. Show me the girl you have for Isaac by this. When I ask for a drink of water, she will give me a drink and also offer to water the camels. What was this man thinking? Every camel can drink at least 20 gallons of water, and he had 10 camels. He must be crazy to think that any girl would volunteer for such a job as that. But the servant had no more than breathed out the prayer before a beautiful young girl came, filled her jar, came up out of the well. The servant ran to meet her. Please, may I have a drink from your pitcher? He asked. Why, yes, she said, and I'll draw water for your camels, too. In amazement, he watched her hurry up and down the steps with her big heavy water pot until all the camels were watered. Who was she? Where was her home? When she finished, he gave her a golden earring weighing 1/2 shekel and 2 gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Why, she had worked because she had such a heart that wanted to help. She surely hadn't expected such a grand reward. Rebecca was Bethuel's daughter. She had a heart for kindness and hospitality. She insisted the servant go to her home, where they had plenty provision and space for him and for his camels. The servant could only bow his head and thank God for leading him. Rebecca didn't lag along behind the camels, worrying about the extra work this visitor would cause. No, she ran ahead and told her family all about him. Her brother went out to meet the visitor, and when he saw all the gold Rebecca had received, he was very glad to welcome him. They took care of the camels and offered Eliezer a good supper. He was tired and hungry from his journey, but he put his master's business ahead of his own comfort. I will not eat, he said, until I have told you my mission. And he told the story of his master Abraham, whom God had blessed, of his only son who was heir to all of Abraham's wealth, of his own journey to seek a wife for Isaac, and how Rebekah had come to the well and unknowingly fulfilled every detail of his prayer. Now, he said, tell me truly, will you let her go with me to be Isaac's wife or not? Whew! It was a sudden question. But her father and brother didn't hesitate. "It's obvious this whole matter is from the Lord," he said. "We cannot say good or bad. Take Rebecca to be Isaac's wife." Wow, that was a quick answer. They didn't even ask Rebecca how she felt about it. If it was God's will, that's all that mattered. Well, Eliezer was so thankful and happy, he fell on his face and worshiped the Lord. And then he gave expensive gifts of silver and gold and clothing to Rebecca and to her mother and brother. Oh, what a joyful time it was. They ate supper and talked until the wee hours of the morning, but at last retired. I doubt if Rebecca slept a wink, thinking of all the things that had taken place. How quickly her engagement had been arranged. What would happen next? And you'll have to listen next week to find out what happened next. Until then, are you like Eliezer, praying that the Lord will lead every step in your life? Are you like Rebecca, willing to go or to do the Lord's will, whatever it is or wherever God leads? That's the way of joy, boys and girls. David wrote, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Check out your heart right now. And now, God bless you until next week at this same time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.